For immigrants in the country illegally, the fear of running into federal immigration and customs enforcement agents has made some public places appear threatening. In the current environment, that can include a visit to a hospital emergency room. For that reason, a recent opinion piece in JAMA, the Journal of the American Medical Association, called for the establishment of so-called sanctuary hospital policies. But some Massachusetts healthcare providers say they only have so much power. WBUR's Shannon Dooling has the story.
In the chaos of a hospital, staff depend on procedure. So most have policies on interactions with law enforcement. But what happens when an immigration agent asks about a patient?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, we don't have any specific policies, and to my knowledge, there's been no discussion around being kind of safe haven hospital or anything like that.
That's Rachel Labis, spokesperson for Brockton Signature Healthcare Hospital.
We're required by law to treat all patients, you know, without regard to their status or immigration status. So that's not something that we've encountered.
With President Trump's new, tougher immigration enforcement actions, many in the healthcare field are thinking about this question for the first time. Advocates for immigrants' rights say hospitals would be wise to prepare for these encounters.
Once ICE walks in, it's too late to be dealing with this.
Sarang Sekhavat is Federal Policy Director for the Massachusetts Immigrant and Refugee Advocacy Coalition.
It's really important, I think, that all the staff at hospitals really understand what these policies are and how they should deal with ICE.
As of now, ICE considers hospitals sensitive locations, along with schools and churches. This means agents will often avoid making arrests in these places. But so-called sensitive locations are not enshrined in law. They were established in a 2011 Department of Homeland Security memo, and Sekhavat says can be rescinded with a stroke of the president's pen. Joshua Abrams is an attorney for Partners Healthcare, the largest healthcare provider in the state. Like Signature Healthcare, it has no specific sanctuary hospital policy in place. But Abrams says staff can try to remove themselves from the equation.
We certainly have advised clinicians not to proactively ask about immigration status, not to document it unless it's for some reason necessary for the care being provided.
In other words, if they don't have the information, they can't share it. Some doctors say the situations around immigration enforcement are so unpredictable right now, they wouldn't feel honest telling a patient that they can protect them from ICE. Dr. Elizabeth Poorman works in Everett as a primary care physician with the Cambridge Health Alliance.
We have to be careful about acknowledging the realities on the ground and also outreaching to patients. And I think we've all struggled with what exactly can we say.
Poorman says she's unsure whether establishing sanctuary hospital policies is the best way to communicate that message. Instead, she'd prefer a universal set of policies from the industry.
It's extremely important for us to communicate to everyone in Massachusetts that they will not be in danger if they seek needed medical care.
In May, Attorney General Maura Healey's office provided general guidance to healthcare providers on how to interact with immigration officials. Part of that advice was for providers to put a policy in writing. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.